From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled Love for God, part of his series of studies in the Law of God. Living a happy and fruitful Christian life is more than following a set of do's and don'ts. According to the Lord Jesus Christ, it is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. In the course of this message, Dr. Cairns has set forth the elements in loving God, as well as explaining the exercise of doing so. We are to love God with all our being. The effect of this will be proper regard for ourselves and for others. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message called Love for God in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. So walk ye in Him. If we have received Christ Himself in our inmost hearts, our new life will manifest its intimate acquaintance with Him by a walk of faith in Him. Walking implies action. Our religion is not to be confined to our closet. We must carry out into practical effect that which we believe. If a man walks in Christ, then he so acts as Christ would act. For Christ being in him, his hope, his love, his joy, his life, he is the reflection of the image of Jesus. And men say of that man, he is like his master. He lives like Jesus Christ. Walking signifies progress. So walk ye in him. Proceed from grace to grace. Run forward until you reach the uttermost degree of knowledge that a man can attain concerning our beloved. Walking implies continuance. There must be a perpetual abiding in Christ. How many Christians think that in the morning and evening they ought to come into the company of Jesus, and may then give their hearts to the world all the day. But this is poor living. We should always be with Him, treading in His steps and doing His will. Walking also implies habit. When we speak of a man's walk and conversation, we mean his habits, the constant tenor of his life. Now, if we sometimes enjoy Christ and then forget Him, sometimes call Him ours and anon lose our hold, that is not a habit. We do not walk in Him. We must keep to Him, cling to Him, never let Him go, but live and have our being in Him. As ye have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Persevere in the same way in which ye have begun. And as at the first Christ Jesus was the trust of your faith, the source of your life, the principle of your action, and the joy of your spirit, so let Him be the same till life's end. The same when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and enter into the joy and the rest which remain for the people of God. O Holy Spirit, enable us to obey this heavenly precept.
Thank you.
What is it that constitutes revival? Is it a week of special meetings held at a local church? Is it an organized effort at door-to-door evangelism? Certainly, the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England and Wales under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches had to be built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity and ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of the personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times on the Isle of Lewis. Also, we offer a CD containing Duncan Campbell's own account of that remarkable visitation by God. The CDs are $5 each, which includes postage and handling. Or you may order both CDs for just $8. To obtain your own copy, you may simply send a check for either or both CDs, made out to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just request the CDs of The Revival on the Isle of Lewis. If you wish, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. You will be greatly blessed as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work.
God's people remember. They love to remember. For example, do we not love to remember Calvary? Is that not why we meet around the table of the Lord? This do in remembrance of me. Do we not in prayer and in praise day by day seek to make our way to the cross, that remembering Christ our souls may be satisfied? We love to remember our conversion. Can we ever forget the grace of God extended to us? He took me from a fearful pit and from the miry clay, and on a rock he set my feet, establishing my way. We remember our conversion. We remember past blessings. The psalmist said in the 116th Psalm, as he considered this very thing, that he would love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication. Bless God for every blessing that's passed. We love to think, we love to remember. But most of all, I say most of all because this is most important of all, not because it is most observed of all, for unfortunately it's not. God's people love to reason through the implications of the gospel. Dr. Barrett this morning commenced the morning service by reading from 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Then all died. If one died for all for whom he died, died in him. That's what he's saying. Now, Paul is saying, we judge, we discern, we deduce, we logically think through the implications of the gospel. Can I say to you, my friend, that that's how to love God reasonably? And I'll give you this hint as a Christian. The more deeply you pursue the implications of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the more deeply you will know your Savior, and the more deeply you will love your God. Then we must love the Lord energetically, because we are told we have to love Him with all our strength. Love leads to action. Love is not going to leave you sitting in the corner twiddling your thumbs doing nothing for God. Love knows nothing of empty theory and vain words. Someone has said, you may love, or you may give without loving, but you can never love without giving. Love can never be inactive. You think of a mother's love, of a father's love, of a spouse's love, and see what men and women have done, what mighty exploits they have done in pursuit of such a love. And yet love for God should transcend them all. We must love Him with all our strength. Can I say to you today that it is just not right that God's people offer to the Savior the burnt out ends of their lives? So many Christians' lives remind me of a cigarette that somebody has puffed and puffed until there's just a little bit left. That little bit of your time, that little bit of your energy, that little bit of your thought, that little bit of your activity, that's what you give to God. God forbid. God forbid. Whatever your calling in life, you're to love the Lord with all your strength. Whatever you do, do it as unto Him. Wherever you're working, work as a witness for Christ, both by deed and by word. Love the Lord energetically. Then can I say, we must love the Lord preeminently. We must love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. We must love the Lord preeminently. If we do not, as Thomas Boston again implied, if we do not love the Lord above all, then we do not truly love Him at all. It's a far-reaching statement. If you don't love Him above all, can you honestly claim to love Him at all? We must love Him preeminently. I love the old hymn. We don't have it in our book, otherwise we would finish by singing it tonight. King, King of my life, I crown Thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget Thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget Thine agony, lest I forget Thy love for me. Lord, lead me to Calvary. We must love our God. The effects of that love will be a proper regard for ourselves, and then a proper regard for others. But that will be another study. Let me finish very briefly, but I trust as we finish, God will apply the word to all our hearts. He commands us to love Him. He commands us to love Him. Don't try to squirm out of that command. You may say, Lord, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do the other thing, I don't go here, I'm not involved in something else. Like a murderer going before the judge and saying, but judge, I never stole any candies. How ridiculous. But not as ridiculous as the man who would talk such foolish nonsense about his own supposed righteousness and yet have no love for God. He commands us to love Him. And He teaches us that those who do not love Him are doomed and damned eternally, unless grace gives them a new heart. If any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Devoted to God's everlasting curse. Now let me ask you tonight, are you saved? Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him? If not, then look to Christ. Look to Christ. In Him alone can you know God. In Christ alone can you come to see your God in the glory of His grace. Remember that knowing Him is the very first element in loving Him. Christ is God's perfect gift of love. See Him tonight. God and man, perfect, sinless, spotless, and pure. See Him on His way to Calvary. See Him hung then upon that tree. See Him in that almighty passion and the shedding of His blood. See Him buried and risen again from the dead. And as you look on Christ, as you gaze on Christ, receive Him. Receive Him as personal Savior and Lord. Hear His call. And as you receive Him, what will you receive? Listen, you'll receive as God's free gift the imputed righteousness of Christ's perfect love for God. For let's be honest, we must love God. And if we're saved, we do love Him. But how imperfectly? How imperfectly? But thank God, when a person receives Christ, God puts to his account all the righteous merit of the Redeemer, including the righteousness of His perfect love for God. That's put to our account. Sinner, look to Jesus. Look now without delay. Enter into life by faith in Him, for that saving faith is altogether necessary to loving Him. And if you are saved and you're lamenting that your love is marred by so much imperfection and so much inconsistency, again I say, look to Christ. Remember the imputation of the righteousness of the Savior's love for God, that it's all yours. With a sight of Christ by faith, a faith that Paul says works by love, then will you be enabled to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.